You're listening to the Encounter Podcast, featuring my latest messages and teachings. Don't forget to subscribe. The Encounter Podcast. Encounter the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. I'm continuing my series on the symbols of the Holy Spirit. The cloud is a symbol for the Holy Spirit. The presence of God was often concealed in a cloud and revealed only to those who stepped into that cloud. Likewise, the presence of the Holy Spirit holds the presence of Jesus, and those who walk in the Holy Spirit can see Jesus for who He is. You know, I've heard tremendous stories about many great men and women of God. But one of those who has inspired me most is a woman by the name of Catherine Coleman. And I know people personally who have actually been in her meetings. And there are eyewitness accounts where this woman of God would walk out onto the platform. And as she would begin to lead the people in worship, really she was just worshiping. But as she began to lead the people in worship, many eyewitnesses report seeing a physical, visible cloud appear right there on the platform with her. This was not a one-time occurrence. There are many different stories like this regarding this great woman of God, Catherine Coleman. Now, I by no means am trying to elevate this woman beyond where she should be elevated, but we should be inspired to know that the presence of the Holy Spirit could envelop us like that cloud. You know, whenever you see the cloud in the Old Testament, and in some instances in the New Testament, you'll see that the cloud holds or carries or conceals the presence of God or the presence of Jesus, the Word. And only those who step into that cloud can actually see or experience the fullness of the glory of God. The cloud holds the glory. Exodus chapter 24, verses 15 through 18 say this: "Then Moses climbed up the mountain, and the cloud covered it. And the glory of the Lord settled down on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. On the seventh day, the Lord called to Moses from inside the cloud. To the Israelites at the foot of the mountain, the glory of the Lord appeared at the summit like a consuming fire. Then Moses disappeared." I love that. Moses disappeared into the cloud as he climbed higher up the mountain. He remained on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Now, there is a lot that we can glean from this one portion of Scripture, but I want to point out to you what I just said to you and how it's reflected here in this portion of Scripture. The cloud concealed the presence. The cloud concealed the glory. And as Moses ascended the mountain, he stepped into the cloud. And when he stepped into the cloud, he discovered the glory of God. The cloud is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Those who walk in the Holy Spirit, those who search the depths of God by the Holy Spirit, come to know the glory of God. The Holy Spirit is the revealer of the glory of God. Now, Moses spoke with God in that cloud. Exodus chapter 34, verses 32 to 35 say this: "Then all the people of Israel approached him, and Moses gave them all the instructions the Lord had given him on Mount Sinai. When Moses finished speaking with them, he covered his face with the veil. But whenever he went into the tent of meeting to speak with the Lord, he would remove the veil until he came out. Then he would give the people whatever instructions the Lord had given him, and the people of Israel would see the radiant glow of his face, so he would put the veil over his face until he returned to speak with the Lord." So in that cloud, Moses receives a glow. In the cloud is the glow of the glory. And when you go into the cloud, when you walk in the Holy Spirit, you begin to radiate the glory of God. The cloud also represents guidance. In Exodus chapter 13, verse 21, the Bible says, "The Lord went ahead of them. He guided them during the day with the pillar of cloud, and he provided light at night with the pillar of fire. This allowed them to travel by day or by night." Now, wherever the cloud would go during the day, the children of Israel would go. When the cloud would stop, the children of Israel would stop and they would camp. In the same way, the Holy Spirit guides our spiritual lives. He provides direction and clarity for the path ahead. As we follow the presence of the Holy Spirit, as we go with Him wherever He leads in our lives, sometimes He'll keep us moving, and other times He'll say, rest here and remain and abide. The Holy Spirit guides us through all different seasons of life, and in that cloud, we find our guidance. The priest, when ministering, experienced that manifestation of the cloud, and that cloud that appeared actually prevented them from being able to perform their priestly duties. In 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verses 13 through 14, the Bible says, "It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, For He is good, for His mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with the cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God." I want you to notice here that worship precedes the covering of the cloud. The Bible says that when the trumpeters and the singers were as one, when they made their sound as one, when they lifted their voices and their instruments of music as one to worship God, then the cloud appeared. The scripture tells us that God inhabits the praises of His people. When we begin to glorify Jesus, the Holy Spirit shows up. The Holy Spirit is attracted to any atmosphere where Jesus is being glorified. Why? Because that's one of His tasks, is to glorify Jesus, to point to Jesus, to point to the Lord. So there's so much here in this portion, but I want to focus in on this idea that when we worship, when we magnify the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit shows up. Now, when I say the Holy Spirit shows up, I'm not saying literally He shows up, because He's always with us and He can't get any closer than within us. So the Holy Spirit doesn't come and go. Rather, when we worship, we become aware of the presence of the Holy Spirit. So when I lift the name of Jesus, when I begin to praise Him, when I begin to worship Him, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit's presence and power is present. And then we begin to see the miracles. Then we begin to see His work. That's not why we worship God, but it is a result of our worship of Jesus nonetheless. For when Jesus is glorified, the power of the Holy Spirit is manifested. As we worship Him, as we sing, as we lift our voices, as we obey Him, we are emitting from our lives this sound of worship and praise, and the cloud is attracted to that worship. The cloud is attracted to that glorification of Jesus. The presence of the Holy Spirit also manifested in the form of a cloud at the transfiguration of Jesus. Matthew chapter 17, verses 5 and 6 say this, "But even as He spoke, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And a voice from the cloud said, This is My dearly loved Son, who brings Me great joy. Listen to Him. The disciples were terrified and fell face down to the ground." The glorious presence of Jesus, that manifestation of the glory of the Son of God, happened when the cloud showed up. The cloud reveals and conceals the presence of God. Why is that? Because only those who walk with the Holy Spirit can be trusted with the glory of God. Only those who are one with the Holy Spirit, only those who have given themselves to the guidance of the Holy Spirit can step into that more, can step into the greater and experience the glory of God. So the Holy Spirit's presence conceals and reveals the beauty, the majesty, the glory of Jesus. The cloud represents the Holy Spirit's guidance and glorious presence in your life. This cloud is an invitation, and those who are born again can step into that cloud. Those who are born again and are saved and are redeemed have the privilege of walking in that glory, of seeing sides of God's nature, of seeing aspects of His character reserved only for those who love Him. I want you to experience that cloud. I want you to walk into that place where you know Him. where you see him, shining bright, countenance full of light, the glory of God. That's the invitation of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the cloud. The Holy Spirit is the guidance of God in your life. The Holy Spirit shows up in a manifested way when you glorify Jesus. And the Holy Spirit's presence conceals and reveals the presence of Jesus to those who love him. Thank you for listening to the Encounter Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. You can help keep the Encounter Podcast on the air by becoming a monthly supporter or making a one-time donation now. To give, just go to davidhernandezministries.com/donate. Until next time, remember, nothing is impossible with God.